I'm at Cisco Ottawa Blues Fest. I know I haven't forgotten about you, but it's a privilege to speak with Montreal based but Ottawa native Laurent Bourque. Nice to meet you again.
Yeah, good to see you, buddy.
Yeah. Aside from doing a new interview, I guess you're the first person to see this live at Blues Fest. Yeah. What do you think of this device I'm using?
It's awesome. That's all you can say, really. I don't know.
I never got to airing the bands on that interview, but it should be posted up as an exclusive on my blog. Okay, for slight comparison, so I wanted to do a new one.
Okay.
So how have things been lately?
Fantastic. I'm living in Ottawa now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, living in Ottawa, so no longer Montreal-based.
So you're done university?
Almost done.
Almost done.
Almost done. I'm not going to go back for a little while. So I'm just coming back home, living with my dad, hanging out. Yeah.
How's it like to perform at Ottawa Blues Fest?
It is the best festival ever, pretty much. You have every act that's ever been good. You have comedy this year now, which is unreal, because Louis C.K. is playing, which is amazing. I can't thank Monahan, Mr. Mark Monahan, and Paul Symes from Black Sheep Inn for helping me get in. I can't thank them enough. It's fantastic.
And it must be one of those hot days to perform as well.
Yeah, we missed the rain, which is good. So people actually watched me and didn't get soaked, so it was good. But people for Great Lake Swimmers got soaked, which is all right. But yeah.
Going to your album, how's the reception been?
Reception's great. Reception's great. The major comment I get a lot is that my live show is different from the record, and that the record is something that is noticeably good that not a lot of people are doing right now, which feels fantastic, you know?
How were you able to get Anna Mira to help you out?
Anna Mira, yeah, definitely. She sang on a couple songs, which was awesome. I couldn't be in the studio while she did it, but we worked it out and talked about it. And I've seen her a bunch since then, but yeah, she's the best singer in town, for sure.
I forgot who else helped out on the album.
Well, my main person is Jamie Chronic, who did the drums. He's the main collaborator. Dean Watson, the producer, who also did a lot of stuff. And it was, you know, really a collaboration between the three of us, Dean Watson, Jamie, and I.
How were you able to change the flow of musical styles? Like, one song goes from soft pop to loud rock. Is it based on your progression as a musician?
Yeah, it is. It's based on my whole upbringing with music. I grew up listening to different stuff, from hip-hop to gangster rap to... I'm not kidding. That was my favorite stuff, man. N.W.A. forever.
Not bad.
And... And obviously I love Canadian rock, Matt Good, everything else you can name. I recently opened up for Crash Karma, which is like the band composed of Our Lady Peace, Tea Party, and I'm Mother Earth. So that was pretty crazy. Because I grew up listening to those three bands, and everyone in Canada pretty much, you know? It was great.
How long has Jamie Chronic joined you?
He joined me in my old band when I was 12 years old, and he heard this demo that my brother and I worked on, because my brother was a singer in the band. I'd never written a song before this record that people have been listening to. These are my first tunes, so we did a demo, my brother sang on the track, and then Jamie heard about it. We were playing hockey with him at the time, and he liked it, and I've been playing music with him ever since.
Was it like getting the guys from Old Crowns to assist you at live shows?
Great. Sam Sigay, easily the best guitar player in the city. Easily. He's better than any guy I've ever met in Montreal also. Unreal guitar player. Joel, amazing, steady bass player. It's great to have them both playing with me.
Oh wait, isn't there someone missing from the group? the main guy? Oh.
Myself?
No, no. Was it Steve? No, no, I don't know.
Steve from Old Crowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Well, you kicked him out?
No, he doesn't sing with me.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't volunteer?
No, he didn't. He's joined me on stage a couple of times, which is nice of him because he's a great guy. Great singer.
What do you like about Montreal and their music and entertainment scene?
It's amazing. It's just, it's 10 times bigger than Ottawa, but that doesn't necessarily mean better. In Ottawa, you have, you know, there are more bands that I'm in love with that live in Ottawa than live in Montreal. But in Montreal, you have the industry, you know? And you have the whole Quebec French music industry, which is amazing to be around because it's its own thing. It's its own monster. It's really fantastic.
So I wrote down, what did you miss about Ottawa? But yeah. You are back in Ottawa.
I missed everything, man. I love living in Ottawa. It's great. Yeah. And I see it evolving now, Ottawa as a city, which is fantastic. I keep saying fantastic all the time. I'm really tired. And hungry. But that's pretty much it. Ottawa's amazing.
What is next for the upcoming months?
Just playing shows. Playing shows and writing a lot. I'm trying to write a lot and not play a whole lot. But I'm still playing, but I mean, taking some time to write. And in the fall, I'm doing some American dates in the East Coast, like New York, Boston, Philly, stuff like that. And I'll definitely be playing a lot around Ontario and Quebec, for sure.
Thank you for taking time, and it was great to see you at Blues Fest.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
And I guess you're Googling on the iPad.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're lucky bastard.